I've been sort of told this so often in the different places I've worked, that really English is not the language of England anymore, or America, or United States. It's a language which has been appropriated by different groups, different countries around the world. So I kind of think of it in those ways, really, now, I think.
Quite generous of you.
Actually, it means that we are stealing your language.
I still have it.
You still have it, but I do agree with Nadia, because it's wonderful to have a mother tongue like Finnish. No one is understanding, and it's actually, I think it's a good thing. And at the same time, I can steal your language and use it when I need it.
This was the experience I got in the Netherlands, that the Dutch people could speak English very well, and so I worked in the banks there, teaching English in banks. And if they had English visiting employees, the whole of the organisation would, the whole of the meeting would be carried out in English. All the Dutch people would speak in English for one English person. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I did used to think to myself, and Dutch people used to say it, they felt rather proud of the fact that they could do that and that we couldn't learn their language. So I was determined to learn their language.
There's one more issue I'd like to point out, and something to see with the development of the scientific language. And I find it quite interesting that English is the scientific community language. But on the other hand, as a French speaker or German speaker, I resent the fact that our language is not going to evolve in a scientific language. And it's almost difficult for me to make a presentation in French in my research topics, because I've been spending years and years reading and writing in English. And so if I have to explain these things in French now, I don't have the proper flow, the proper rhythm, and the academic language as it should be used by an academic. So this is one other aspect. It's not directly an effect of what we've been doing in this project, but it's on the long term, it's like kind of cutting the development of the other languages that we use English so frequently in the scientific circles.
It reminds me of an experience from the Netherlands. It's not from our project now that we're working on, but I remember working with a group of university lecturers who were learning English for lecturing purposes. And there was an Austrian woman in the group. She had moved from Austria to the Netherlands, and she had... And so now she had learned Dutch, and now she was in an English language class, and she actually started crying in the middle of the class, because in the course of our discussion, because we were discussing language, she suddenly said, I don't speak English properly, I don't speak Dutch properly, and I don't speak my own language, German, properly anymore. And it was really distressing for her.
Yeah, it can be. I can understand that.